It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapaul Valley High School. This is the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here tonight. Another Camden Conference girls basketball game. This time it's the Minneota Vikings here at the Eagles Nest to take on the Lacapaul Valley Eagles. Mitchell, last night we were in Dawson.
Yeah, we were freezing in Dawson.
Yeah. Hey, did you get your car started today?
I did get my car started today, so that's a positive.
Your car didn't start last night to get over to Dawson, but yeah, that's good. Yeah, it was a little cold last night. Still cold tonight, though, isn't it?
It's cold, but it wasn't as bad as last night, so that's always a plus.
Yeah, last night was not good. Well, here we are, another Camden Conference matchup. The Lacapaul Valley Eagles out of the north taking on the Minneota Vikings out of the south half of the Camden Conference. Mitchell, what can you tell us about them?
Well, Lacapaul Valley comes in with an overall record of 6 wins and 10 losses. They have a conference record of 4-5, a section record of 4-4, and a home record of 3-3. They average 45 points per game on offense and give up 56 points per game on defense for a minus 11 point per game differential. They're coming off a 63-42 loss to Beresford, South Dakota. I believe that game was on Saturday. They started the season 2-6, a little bit slower, but they're 4-4 since then, so showing improvement on the season. And versus Minneota, in the last 15 seasons, only 2-19 for Lacapaul Valley. So a little bit rough there, but their 2 wins came during the 22-23 season. They went 2-1 versus Minneota that season. I believe they lost in the section tournament to Minneota. That season, they beat Minneota in Lacapaul Valley 55-44. And last season, they came in having lost 2 straight games to Minneota. They lost last season in Minneota to 30. Minneota comes in with an overall record of 10 wins and 6 losses. They have a conference record of 7-2, a section record of 7-2, and an away record of 6-1. That one loss was at Southwest Minnesota Christian. Minneota comes in number 1 in the conference standings for the South. They average 57 points per game on offense and give up 53 points per game on defense. So a plus 4 point per game differential. They're 1-3 in their last 4 games. They started a little bit of a slump for Minneota here. They're coming off a 60-53 loss to KMS. They're the defending Camden Conference champions. And in the last 5 seasons, they're 6-2 versus Lacapaul Valley, and they're looking for their first win at Lacapaul Valley since the 2020-21 season.
All right, thank you, Mitchell. Yeah, good job again on previewing both teams. Minneota, historically, one of the outstanding girls basketball programs in the state over the years. So, yep, girls are on the floor warming up here. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, and then we'll take a look at the other games in the Camden Conference tonight. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First for the Minneota Vikings. Number 1, Sarah Greenis. She's a 5'8 junior. Number 2, Jalen Cookett, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 5, Claire Ross, 5'7 senior. Number 14, Eden Maher, a 5'7 junior. And number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz, a 5'3 senior. The Vikings are head coaches Alan Panka, assistant coach Bryce Jeppesen, and Ireland Stassen. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Minneota Vikings. For the Lacapaul Valley Eagles tonight, we've got number 4, 5'7 senior, Jada Kessler. Number 10, 6-foot senior, Jalen Lee. Number 22, 5'11" junior, Callie Kahn. Number 23, 5'6" senior, Kendall Shelstead. And number 24, 5'4" senior, Kayla Jan. The Eagles are coached by Dylan Erickson. Dylan's the head coach, John Sherb, longtime assistant, Lindsey Kranz, and Thomas Daniels. And the manager for the Eagles is Brendan Sherb. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting last, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. Did you have the other games in the Canby Conference,
yep,
Mitchell?
Yep, I got them up here.
Some big games and quite a few games in the Canby tonight.
Yep, so this is in girls basketball, probably the biggest game out there right now. Lakeview is at Central Minnesota Christian. Lakeview comes in 11-4, and Central Minnesota Christian comes in at 14-2.
I think the Blue Jays are state ranked, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe so. I think here got them ranked at number 10.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
And then Dawson Boyd is hosting Canby.
We were at Dawson last night.
Yep, for their game versus McRae.
Yep.
And then the YME plays at KMS. Our game tonight, Mineota at Lacrofaro Valley. RCW at McRae, and then TMB at Ortonville. That's what games I got for girls basketball. And then I only got one boys game going on in conference team, that being TMB hosting RTR. That looks to be a good one,
that
game. That
should be a really good
Tracy,
one.
Tracy, RTR comes in 11-2, and TMB comes in 12-3. So that should be a good game over in Tracy.
That's right. And girls basketball tonight, Benson, they'll be hosting Montevideo. That's a West Central Conference game. And both those teams looking to improve on their records as well. So, yeah, we've got to keep our eye on the Central Minnesota Christian Lakeview game. I think that you said that's being played in Prinsburg.
Yes.
Yep. Also tonight, Team United Wrestling, they're over in Montevideo for a try. And Team United won their first match, a close one, against West Central Area, 36-29. And congratulations to Team United's Cam Sather. Sather picked up his 150th career win. 150. I didn't even get 150 matches in when I was in high school.
150. That's a lot of matches over a lot of years, I'm
Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah.
Quite the accomplishment.
That's right. And, yeah, that's quite a career there in wrestling. The Team United doing very well. We'll have Team United wrestling for you, I believe, next Tuesday. They travel to Mineota, for your Mineota fans listening. It's a try there, Mineota, Canby, and Team United. That'll be fun. That'll be a good wrestling match there. And we'll have that for you right here on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. That's next Tuesday. Actually, we'll be in Mineota on Monday night. Mitchell with a big game.
Is that Dawson Boyd at Mineota for boys basketball?
Yep. And do you want to mention what happened the last time those two teams played?
I'm sure the Dawson fans would rather I didn't, but yeah, that was section tournament last year. Mineota upsetting Dawson Boyd in overtime, I believe.
Yep. Actually, I take that back. Dawson Boyd plays at Canby on Monday in boys basketball. And they go to Mineota on Friday next week, not this week. So my mistake there. So got to correct myself there. So with that wraps up our Subway pregame show here at Lacrofaro Valley High School. We're just moments away from the opening tip-off between the Mineota Vikings and the Lacrofaro Valley Eagles in girls basketball. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual, Telefers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, CCM Happiness Inn, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
We're back here at Lac La Parle Valley High School. The national anthem has been played, and we're moments away from the opening tip-off between the Mineota Vikings and the Lac La Parle Valley Eagles. Once again, your starters for the Eagles, Kessler, Lee, Kahn, Shelstead, and Jan. For the Mineota Vikings, and they shut the lights off on me. Sarah Greenis, Cookett, Ross, Maher, and Huzzlebuzz. Once again, this is like you're at a Timberwolves game, right, Mitchell?
Yep, they shut the lights off and turn the spotlights on.
And it adds a lot to the game, I think, to do that.
I think the home crowd really likes it when they do that.
Yeah, showcase the starters. Brandy Meyer is not dressed. She got injured about a month ago, and she might be out for the season, a foot injury, foot problem. So that's been a big blow to the Eagles, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really hurt them in their terms of rebounding, and just a really tough loss for Lac La Parle Valley.
Our referees tonight, Gordy Muller, Clint Schiller, and Mickey Rademacher. You check out my social media posts, I just posted a picture of them. I took a picture of him. I said, I'm going to make you Twitter famous, and I did. John Malaya of the Minnesota High School League reposted my tweet of the referees tonight. All right, the lights are back on. We've got Kelsey Lund, Molly Hennon working the scoreboard tonight. Got to give them a shout-out. Eagles in their home black uniforms, Mineo in their white. And I think you said Lock Farrell's beat Mineo twice.
Yep.
Two and 19 or something?
2 and 19.
All right, here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs to the Mineota Vikings. Greenis puts up a quick shot, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Lock and Pro basketball. Once again, might be the cold weather, but not a lot of people here.
No, but there are a few more than there were yesterday. I'm sure the weather playing a factor in that, so it's nice to see.
Last night in Dawson, it was... I think everybody just decided to stay home. Oh, nice pass to Jalen Lee. And, oh, she missed the shot. What an assist by Shelstead. But Jalen just couldn't put it away, huh?
Yeah, it was a great play set up for Lockapaw Valley. Just couldn't finish it.
Here's Greenis at the top of the key. Over to Huzzabuzz.
Lockapaw in man-to-man defense.
Frost inside to Cookett. And Cookett goes to the basket. She was our Neonito Subway player of the game last week, and she's fouled. I think by Khan.
They called that on Jalen Lee.
Oh, they did? Yep. JF also put Jalen, the sophomore, to the line. She's been leading the Vikings most games in scoring. She's got a good post move down low, doesn't she? Cookett's second free throw, and she dropped both free throws there. Jalen Cookett, the 5'10 sophomore, puts the Vikings up by a score of 2-0 to start the game. Here's Jalen. Second offensive possession for Lock and Pearl Valley.
Mineota's out in man-to-man defense as well.
Jan drives baseline, cut off nicely by Greenis. Nowhere to go with the ball, now gets rid of it. Eagles go inside to Khan, back out to Shelstead.
Shot clock's under 10.
Here's Jalen in the paint. Try to drop it down low on a bounce pass to Khan, and it's picked off by Huzzabuzz. And they throw it all the way down the floor, and Kessler... knocked the ball away.
That was great. Oh, knocked it out off of Mineota, and then it'll go back to Lockapaw Valley. Nice job by Kessler, looking and finding the ball and poking it out.
Coach Dylan Erickson liked that call. Favors Lockapaw Valley. Here come the Eagles. Kendall Shelstead, right wing to Jalen Lee. Man to man or woman to woman defense. What's the correct thing to say there, Mitchell?
Man to man defense.
But it's not. Here's Kessler. Shot up on the baseline. Jalen. Oh, and a nice rebound there by Huzzabuzz. And here's Greenis in the paint. Close in shot. It won't go. Rebounded by Kessler.
Both teams starting hot on the defensive side of the ball here tonight.
2-0, Mineota. Those are by free throws by Jalen Cookett. Here's Jalen Lee, goes to the basket, puts the shot up, no good, rebounded Khan, her shot won't go, but she's fouled.
Nice job by Khan, getting on the offensive glass there for Lockapaw Valley.
Callie will go to the free throw line, she will shoot two free throws and try to tie this ball game up, being down 2-0.
Fouls on Kirsten Huzzabuzz for Mineota, her first.
Khan's free throw's on its way, and nothing but net. Well, can she tie it up? It's 2-1. Second free throw here by coming by Khan to try to tie the ball game up. And it hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Sarah Greenis.
Nice job of boxing out there by Sarah.
Oh, Ross. Beautiful pass down low to Mahar for an easy basket. And Coach Dylan Erickson is not happy. He calls a timeout. Dylan is really upset. They didn't get back fast enough. Take a commercial break. 15:45 to play. Mineota leads 4-1.
Hi, I'm Kendall Shelstead with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufte and Madison. Turn to Tufte Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufte's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufte Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
We're back at Lacrosse Valley High School. Timeout over by Coach Dylan Erickson. And Eagles throw the ball away as they come out of commercial break. Coach Erickson was not a happy camper there at the commercial break, was he?
No, he wasn't. After the free throw, Lacrosse was really slow getting back, and that led to a fast break opportunity for Mineota.
And a quick timeout by Coach Erickson. 4-1. 4-1 is the score. Mineota leading early here in the ball game. How's the buzz? Over to Jalen Cookett. She'll go to the basket. Oh, nice block by Kahn. And then Cookett reaches in and fouls Kahn. Nice job there by...
Doctor have checked in for Lacrosse Valley. They replaced Jada Kessler and Kayla Jan.
4-1 is your score. Mineota leading with 15:05 to play in the first half. And here comes number 5, 8th grader, 5'6", 8th grader, Maya Sawatsky to Kahn. Here's Shelstead for three. Kendall puts it up for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Elizabeth with the rebound. And gives it to Cookett. Cookett's going to take it herself. And she loses the ball. Goes in the hands of Sawatsky.
That was a great job by Lacrosse Valley. It was a 3-on-2 for Mineota. And they were able to stop the fast break.
If the Eagles can get a bucket here, down 4-1. Down by 3. Sawatsky to Lee. Lee quick pass into Kahn and knocked away nicely there by the Vikings number 14, Eden Maher, a freshman. So the Eagles will get the ball underneath their basket. Shelstead gets the ball from referee Gordy Muller. And they get it into Jalen off beyond the top of the 3. Inside to Kahn. Kahn goes to the basket. Shot short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots it again. No good. And Kahn gets another rebound.
Great job by Kahn there following her misses.
Jalen Lee with the ball, and she's fouled. Jalen's fouled by Greenis, I believe. 4-1, Mineota with a 3-point lead. Played about 4 minutes of the ball game.
Only seen one basket made. That was by Jalen Cookett for Mineota.
A field goal. Shelstead, Lee, Jalen for three, and they banks it in for three. Jalen Lee ties it up.
That was quite the shot by Jalen Lee off the inbounds play.
Here's a three-pointer. Good by Sarah Greenis. Answers it right back with a three herself.
Lacrosse was slow to close out there and that left Sarah Greenis open for a three.
Eagles with the ball and knocked out of bounds by the Vikings. 7-4, Mineota. Eagles tied it up with Jalen Lee's 3-4-4, and Greenis came down, didn't even hesitate, lets her fly.
Kayla Jan checks in for Kendall Shelstead for Lacrosse Valley.
Jalen goes to the basket, got an opening, and she missed the layup. And Kahn and Ross fight for the rebound, and they tie it up. And possession belongs with Lacrosse Valley underneath their basket. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Mitch Silty and Paul Ramo here at Lacrosse Valley High School. Inbound pass, Jalen for three. In and out, no good. Kahn tips the ball to Sawatsky. The Eagles keep possession.
Kahn's been really good on the boards here so far for Lacrosse Valley.
Jan wanted to pull the trigger, now gets it to Zoe. Doctor inside to Kahn, too far underneath the basket. And I think she stepped out of bounds. Kahn did, and a turnover there by the Eagles.
Great defense there by Mineota to force the turnover.
7-4, Mineota, and here come the Vikings up the floor with that 3-point lead. Huzzabuzz in the Cookett. Cookett tried to scoop it up and lost control of the ball. And who are they going to give it to?
I believe it's going to stay with Mineota.
Oh, Coach Dylan Erickson said that should be our ball. They're going to give it to Mineota. Oh, I don't know about that one, huh?
I didn't see who touched it for Lacrosse Valley. Oh, there's a nice block.
Jan, a nice block. Rebounded there by Maher, and she's fouled underneath the Viking basket. Coach Erickson was arguing Cookett was trying to do an underhanded layup and roll off his fingers. But the referee said Mineota basketball. Here's a free throw, good, by Maher. She's got 3 points, and the lead is 4 now for the Mineota Vikings, 8-4.
That foul was on Zoe Doctor for Lock Paw Valley.
Second free throw by Maher. Hits the rim, no good. Another rebound by Kahn.
I got Kahn for six rebounds already here in the first half.
Wow. There's Kayla Jan. Right wing to Doctor. In the corner to Jalen. Back to Zoe. Zoe dribbling out to the top of the key. Right wing to Jalen. Inside to Kahn. Kahn kicks it to Swatsky. She's open for a three. Takes the shot. No good. Rebounded by Huzzabuzz. And here's Kearson taking the ball all the way herself. Now stops. Throws it over to number four. Nevaeh Hennon puts up a shot. No good. And I think we're over in the back on Jalen Lee.
I think that's going to be the second foul on Jalen Lee.
Early in the ball game, Jalen Lee with two. Vikings will get the ball underneath their basket. Doctor comes out. Shelstead back in for Lock Paw Valley. 8-4 is your score. Mineota leading by four, and they have the basketball. Inbounds it. The number 12, Libby Susner. In the Cookett. Cookett turns in the paint, puts the shot up, no good. Rebounded there by Kahn. I think that's her seventh, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yes, it is.
8-4. Eagles down by four. Swatsky, Shelstead. Throws it all the way to Jalen. Jalen lines up for three. Nothing but net for Jalen Lee. Her second three-pointer here in the first half.
That's a big basket for Lock Paw Valley. Makes it 7-8.
8-7. Mineota leading by a point. Cook it. Three-pointer there. And it's no good. Rebounded by Shelstead.
Lock Paw can take the lead here with a bucket.
That was Libby Susner launching the three. Here's Shelstead for three for the lead. No, it won't go. Jalen Cookett with the rebound. The Vikings are off and running, and Cookett throws it out of bounds. Trying to hit a teammate there, but
Jalen just got a little out of control there, and Lock Paw did a nice job of closing all passing windows, and it just sailed out of bounds.
8-7. Mineota leading by one. The Eagles can take the lead here with a basket. Swatsky. Inside the Jalen. No whistle there. Almost over back. Here's Jan. Vikings, the Eagles score here. They'll lead. Jalen on the baseline. Does get the ball knocked out of her hands.
Was off Mineota, so to stay with Lock Paw Valley.
So the Eagles inbound the ball on the side court on their side of the basket, down 8-7. 11:02 to play in the first half. Jan gets it. Here's Jan for three and a baseline, no good. Kahn with the rebound and taken away by Huzzabuzz. Just took it out of her hands. Kearson going all the way down the floor and lays it up left-handed.
That was a great job by Kearson, taking it all the way down the floor. Had a 3-on-2 opportunity, and Lock Paw got too wide to guard the outside, and it left Kearson open for a reverse layup.
10-7, Mineota by 3. Swatsky on the right wing, the 8th grader. Duna tipped out of bounds. Goes into the crowd.
Jada Kessler comes in to give Kahn a break for Lock Paw Valley.
Low scoring first half, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, both teams doing a great job on defense here.
Kessler will throw up a ball, no good, and saves it from going out of bounds. Jalen Lee with it. Jan, Shelstead, Lee for three again. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Hennon, Nevaeh. Quickly up the floor to Maher, and she traveled after she caught the ball.
Yep, passed a little out of reach, and she dragged her pivot foot. Foul go back to Lock Paw Valley.
Turnover, Vikings. So the Eagles come down the floor. They hit a three-pointer. We'll tie it up 10-10. Coming up with 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Swatsky goes from behind by Nevaeh Hennon.
It was a great job by Maya to dribble through traffic there and get a foul, and she'll go to the free throw line.
The two number fours battling out there. Maya's five, sorry. Free throw by Maya is missed. Still down by three. Kahn will come in for Lee. Jalen's going to get a break. She's hit 2 3-pointers. She has six points. Maya Swatsky at the line. Free throw up and good.
Make the score 10-8. Mineota leading. 10 minutes to go here in the first half.
Here come the Vikings with the ball and their two-point lead. Maher loses the ball to Kessler. Ball on the floor. We got a jump ball.
That was a great job by Kessler there, being first to the floor. And that jump ball will send possession. No, it'll stay with Mineota.
Nevaeh Hennon tying the ball up. Mineota Ross gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound it. Oh, nice, all alone underneath is Maher, and what happened there?
Well, they called a jump ball. Kayla Jan did a nice job of getting her hand on the basketball, and that led to a jump ball, and it'll send it back to Lacaparo Valley.
Okay.
Lee checks back in for Kessler for Lacaparo.
I can't believe how low scoring this first half is. 10-8. Mineota by two, but the Eagles can tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer as they have possession here. Shelstead the lead. Jalen drives, kicks it back out to Kendall. She almost lost the ball. Sawatsky in the Jalen. Jalen back in the game now. Here's Kayla Jan, wide open for a shot. Missed. No good. Rebounded there by Greenis. Here come the Vikings. Ross kicks it in the corner. And they throw the ball away. That was Maher cross court, all the way across the court.
And Maher was expecting Greenis to stay on the wing, and Greenis came into the free throw line, and that led to the errant pass out of bounds.
Well, the Eagles playing the Vikings tough here in the first half, just down by two. Sawatsky goes to the basket, lays it up off the glass, no good. Well, the Eagles have had opportunities, haven't they?
Yep, just a little bit of a struggling offense for both sides here to start here.
Ball's loose, it's taken away. Conn will pick up the loose ball. Here come the Eagles up to four with Shelstead. Jalen across court to Maya. Sawatsky kicks it to Shelstead. Shelstead for three, and the lead won't go. No good. Rebounded there by the Vikings. And they quickly go down the floor, and scoring is Hadley Krog. Wow, that was fast.
A good fast break opportunity for Mineota there. Lacaparo again was a little bit slow to get back on defense there.
Kayla Jan doing the dribbling, kicks it in the corner. Sawatsky for a long three off the iron, no good. Conn grabs the rebound, puts it up, and doesn't go. Krog with the rebound, and all the ball's loose, and it's going to be Lacaparo Valley basketball.
Lacaparo's had plenty of opportunities on the offensive side. It's either been good defense by Mineota or just not able to convert for Lacaparo Valley here.
Yeah, a couple easy shots for the Eagles that couldn't get the fall. Eagles inbound it in front of the Viking bench. Here's Kayla Jan, kicks it over to Lee. Lee for three in the lead. Hits the rim, no good. Lee follows his shot and grabs the ball, and jump ball with Greenis. Possession with Mineota.
It was a nice effort by Lee to follow her shot there. Just couldn't quite get to the ball first.
Under 8 minutes, while Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Here's Maher down low to Cookett. Cookett shoots and scores with her left hand. That was her first field goal. Biggest lead of the night now, 14-8.
At Mineota for 8 points in the paint here. In the first half, Lacaparo with none.
Oh, the Eagles just turned the ball over. They threw it out of bounds. And Coach Dylan Erickson is going to call a timeout. 14-8 Mineota, 7:32 to play in the first half. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Eagle and Viking girls basketball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigs and Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Paul Ramo, Mitch Schulte back here at Lock Ball. Kind of a strange first half, isn't it?
Yeah, very defensive first half here. For both sides of the ball, for Lacapal and Mignota. Lacapal had opportunities when it was close to try and take the lead. They just couldn't convert on those opportunities.
It's 14-8 Mignota, 7:24 to play. Timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. Cooking in the paint. Throws it back out. And here's Greenis for three. And that's way short. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Lacapal Valley basketball. A lot of Mineo fans making the trip to Lacapal Valley tonight. Lacapal Valley students, they showed up in pretty good numbers today. All right, here we go. Jan, Kayla with the ball. Let's see if the Eagles can get a bucket. They haven't scored for a while, or at least a couple minutes. Here's Jan for three, and she breaks the drought.
That was a big bucket for Lacapal Valley. Cuts lead in half. It's 14-11, Mineota.
Kayla Jan hit a three-pointer. 14-11. Oh, here's WNBA 3 there by Ross. That's off the rim. Here's a two-on-one fast break, and Jan will pull it back.
That was a nice job by Mignota to get back on defense there.
Oh, it's tipped by a Viking, they said. Wow. And Coach Panker says no. Now the referees are going to talk things over here. See, the ball went out of bounds. Who touched it last? And they're going to give it to the Vikings. You heard the moan and groan from the Mineota fans below us.
Yeah, I don't know if he saw it tip off White, but I thought it was off Lacapal Valley. But
well, they agreed, and now they give it to the Vikings. 14-11 Mineota. Under 7 minutes to go. Greenis from the free throw line. Shot up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lacapal Valley basketball. Mitchell's comment in the Subway pregame show, the last 20 games, what is it, 2-19?
Yep, 2-19 for Lacapal Valley versus Mineota.
Here's Jalen Lee at the free throw line, kicks it out to Shelstead. Shelstead puts up a quick shot, no good, in the paint, rebounded by Greenis. Sarah tries to dribble out of there, can't, being guarded tightly by Kahn. Now Huzzabuzz, and they break the half-court line just in time. Huzzabuzz is going to go all the way to the basket, lays it up and in.
It's a great job by Huzzabuzz. The second time we've seen her get the ball and drive all the way to the basket for Mineota.
16-11 Mineota. Shelstead, Kendall. Kalen back to Kahn. Kahn in the paint, kicks it out to Kayla. Kayla for three. Good again, Kayla Jan.
That's a great inside-outside game for Lacapal Valley. Kahn working with Lee and then finds Kayla Jan open on the wing for a wide-open three-pointer.
Ball's loose. Vikings keep it. Here's Cookett. She's dangerous. Lefty. And she bounces it down to Greenis. Greenis goes to the basket, puts it up and in, and scores. Uncontested there.
Nice job by Greenis using the pump fake, get the Lacapal defender in the air and able to go up and under for a basket.
Well, Kayla Jan's hit back-to-back threes.
It's four threes for Lacapal Valley in the first half, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Here's Swatsky for three. Off the back iron, no good. And the ball ricochets all the way out to Coach Panka. Vikings pick it up. 18-14. Now, whistle. What are they going to call there?
Shove on Maya Swatsky, it looks like.
Swatsky picking up a foul. Well, just when the Eagles make a move to tie it up or get close, the Vikings go off on the back-to-back baskets. Vikings will inbound it, leading by 4 points. 4:46 to play in the first half. Cook, I think, traveled. Oh, good defense by Kahn.
That was a great job by Kahn. She didn't reach in and foul her. She just kept her hands on the basketball and away from the body, and that led to a travel, and that'll send the ball back to Lacapal Valley.
Eagles down by 4 points. Kayla brings it across midcourt, right wing, throws it to right wing to Kendall Shelstead. Back to the top of the key to Jalen Lee. Shelstead into Kahn, underneath the basket. Kahn puts up the shot and scores.
So the first points in the paint for Lacapal Valley here this evening.
First field goal for Kahn. And folks, it's a 2-point lead for the Mineota Vikings, 18-16. Huzzabuzz in the paint, loses the ball. And then it's picked up by Seussner, and the Vikings keep the possession. Cook it. to Maher. Eden drives to the basket, lays it up left-handed, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, off Lac Parle Valley. The Vikings get the ball.
Good job on defense there by Lac Parle Valley. They're playing really good defense here in the first half.
Down by two, the Eagles are. The Vikings will inbound it underneath their own basket. They get it in play to Cook it, and they'll in the corner, being guarded by Khan. Here's Huzzabah's three-pointer from the top of the key. Maher with the rebound, and she's fouled, and Eden will go to the free-throw line.
Nice job by Maher getting on the offensive glass there for Mineota.
3 minutes and 46 seconds to play before halftime, and number 14, a ninth grader, Eden Maher, will go to the free-throw line. Free throws up and hit the front of the rim and falls away. No good.
I believe that foul was on Kendall Shelstead, I think, for Lac Parle Valley.
18-16, and Maher will get a second free throw to try to put her team up by three. On his way. Oh, got a lane violation.
It's on Jalen Cookett of Mineota, so basket no good, or they'll go back to Lac Parle Valley.
What'd she do, step in the lane too
yep.
early?
Entered the lane too early.
So now the Eagles, once again, how many times have I said this? They can come down and tie it up or take the lead. Here's Shelstead, left dribbling the ball, now switches, goes to the right side. Kendall throws in the corner to Jalen. Jalen blocked by Jalen Cookett. Lee was attempting a three-point shot. Cookett got a hand on it. Here's Nevaeh Hennin, quick shot by Nevaeh. That's no good. Maher with the rebound. Jump ball, and the Eagles get the possession.
A nice job by Maher getting on the offensive glass again, but then Callie Khan able to tie it up for Lac Parle Valley.
And I should just get myself a tape recorder, because here we go again. The Eagles can tie it up or take the lead with a basket. How many times have I said that? Here's Lee. They're down by two, the Eagles are. 3:10 to play in the first half. Khan at the top of the key now. Little Jalen. 18-16. Mineola leading by 2 points. Khan throws to the left wing, Shelstead. Kendall bounces it to Doctor. Jalen.
Shot clock's at seven.
And Jalen loses the ball to Huzzabuzz. And Kearson's going in for an easy layup, and she misses the layup. And Khan takes the ball away from Libby Sussner.
That was a great job by Lac Parle Valley. They're not giving up on the play and able to get back and force a turnover.
And the Eagles have the ball and down by two. 2:30 to play. Jalen goes to the basket, and she's pushed to the floor. A foul on Mineota. Might be on Cookett. And not quite yet. Oh, they're going to go to the line?
I believe it was on Sussner for...
She wasn't shooting, was she?
No, she wasn't. So it'll be an inbounds play for the Lac Parle Valley.
Kayla Jan will get the ball. Hey, we've been stuck on 18-16 for a while. 2-point lead for Mineota. Eagles inbound it. Here's Shelstead for three, and the lead, no good. Ball's loose out at the free throw line. Picking it up is Sussner. Here's Huzzabuzz. Kearson, quick pass to Jalen. Jalen with a quick jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Khan. Vikings have come up cold the last few times down the floor.
Yep, so has Lac Parle Valley. Both teams playing great defense, just not able to convert on their easy shots.
2 minutes to play, 2 minutes here in the first half. 18-16 Mineota. Khan, Jalen on the left wing, right in front of head coach Alan Panka. Inside to Khan. Khan goes, scores, scores, tied up, folks.
That was a great job by Khan there. He's taking advantage of the good position in the paint and able to score for Lac Parle Valley.
We are tied, 18-18. Mineota with the ball. And a double dribble by Nevaeh Hennin, and a turnover there by Mineota.
Great defense there by Lac Parle Valley, moving their feet and forcing the double dribble.
Jalen Lee, looks like she's injured a little bit, but I don't know if she got hit or...
A full court press out here for Mineota.
A minute 38 to go. We're tied 18-18, and the Eagles have the ball. You're right. A full court press put on by the Vikings. Let's see if the Eagles can break it. Sawatsky across midcourt. Eagles set up their offense. Sawatsky almost caught the ball on her hip. Lobs it into Khan. Khan goes to the basket, knocked away nicely there by Huzzabuzz. Ooh, was that last? What?
Yeah, it went off Khan's leg, and it'll turn the ball over Miniota.
Wow, I didn't see that one. 18-18, tied up. Jalen comes out of the game. I don't know if she's not feeling well or if she got hit someplace. Coach Dylan Erickson's talking to her, make sure she's okay. So Jalen Lee is out of the game right now. Not quite sure what's wrong with her.
Great job by Khan to steal again.
Khan steals the basketball. She's playing a great first half, isn't she?
She's playing a terrific first half for Lock
Park. Oh, look at that pass. And Jan can't finish it. What a pass by Shelstead. Holy cow.
Kayla Jan ran back door, and Shelstead threaded the needle on the pass, and Jan was fouled, and they'll go to the free throw line to give Lock Park Valley a chance for the lead.
50 seconds to play, and at the free throw line will be senior Kayla Jan. She can break the tie, and she does, and the Eagles have a lead. Lacapal Valley has a lead, 19-18. Might be their first lead of the night.
I believe it is their first lead of the night.
Second free throw is nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there by Kayla Jan, and the Eagles go up 20-18.
I think Lacapal Valley's made all their free throws so far here in the first half.
Here's Greenis at the free. Huzzaba is in the paint, pulls it back out. Looking to pass it to Greenis. Greenis from the free throw line, a jump shot, no good. And Jan grabs the board. Eagles can go for the last shot here, can't they?
Yep, shot clock's turned off. 20 seconds left in the first half.
20-18, a two-point lead for Lacapal Valley. They might go in the locker room with a lead over Miniota. And oh, my goodness. Oh.
Tipped off by Claire Rose across Ross out of bounds. Excuse me.
Eagles keep the ball with that two-point lead with 15 seconds on the clock. Inbound pass to Sawatsky. Sawatsky Maya dribbling the ball. Kicks it out to Jan. Jan for three, and it's no good. Rebounded there by Mahar. 4 seconds to go. Here's a half-court shot by Ross, and it's no good. And the Lacapal Valley Eagles, they have a two-point lead at the half, 20-18. Wow.
That was a great close to the half there by Lacapal Valley. They played great defense all night, and they're able to go to the half with the lead.
Yeah, they can't say that too many games in the past history, can you?
Nope.
The Eagles lead two by half. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break, and Mitchell and I will come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Brandy Meyer with the LQPV Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
A
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea silk caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily, and Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small in awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Lockapaw Valley High School. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Kind of a strange first half, wasn't it, Mitchell? The Eagles lead Mineota 20 to 18.
It was a very defensive first half, and I think that favors Lockapaw Valley going into the second half. It's been very competitive, and honestly, it's only a two-point lead for Lockapaw Valley, but if they convert on some of the opportunities they had, it could have been a larger lead for Lockapaw Valley.
Yeah, the Eagles came down the floor a number of times, can tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer. And, we're stuck at 4-4. I mean, I don't think they've had more than a 4-5-point lead in the first half. And then the Eagles came back, and thanks to Kayla Jan hitting back-to-back threes, kind of put the Eagles in the front there. So, and let's go through the scoring. First for the Mineota Vikings, they have five players that have scored. Sarah Green has hit a three-pointer and a field goal for 5 points. Cook it with two free throws and a field goal for 4 points. Eden Maher with 3 points. Kirsten Husbands with four. Hadley Krog with 2 points. That's your scoring for Mineota in the first half. That's got to be probably one of the lowest outputs offensively Mineota's had in a half in a long time. For Lockapaw Valley, Maya Swatsky with a free throw. Jalen Lee hit 2 3-pointers. And then she was taken out of the game there. I'm not sure what. She didn't look good. She I don't know if she injured herself or she's not feeling well or was sick or something. So she's got 6 points. Khan played a fantastic first half, especially on the defensive end. Wouldn't you agree, Mitchell?
Yes, she has. She got her hands on the ball a couple times for some steals and some jump balls, and has done great on rebounding for Lockapaw Valley.
She's got 5 points, and Kayla Jan with back-to-back threes and 2 free throws. She leads the Eagles in scoring in the first half. Kayla Jan, the senior, with 8 points. And you got rebounds and stuff there for us?
Yep, so for points in the paint in the first half, a big advantage for Mineota. Mineota has 12 points in the paint in the first half, Lockapaw Valley only with 4. And then for rebounding, Mineota out-rebounded Lockapaw Valley 23-17. Leading rebounder for Lockapaw Valley was Callie Kahn with 10.
Wow.
And then for Mineota, the leading rebounder was Eden Maher with 6.
Wow. All right, so 20 to 18, Lockapaw Valley with a 2-point lead at the half. Got some other scores in the Camden Conference for us. I know a lot of Camden girls games tonight.
Yep, so we got an update on Central Minnesota Christian versus Lakeview in girls basketball. Central Minnesota Christian leads Lakeview 16-10. That was 6 minutes left in the first half. That's an update for that game. There's a good one in Dawson tonight as Camby leads Dawson Boyd 36-31 with 14 minutes left in the second half. KMS is up 41-21 versus YME at half. Our score tonight, 20-18, Lockapaw Valley up at half over Mineota. And then I do not have an update for the McRae RCW game or the Ortonville TMB game. And then in the one boys game that I got for updates, TMB leads RTR 31-28 at halftime.
Wow, close game there, that's for sure. And in wrestling action tonight in Montevideo, Team United in their first match defeated West Central Area 36-29. And congratulations to Team United. Cam Sather, he picked up his 150th career win. Yeah, should get a final here in the other match. Not sure who they're wrestling. Might be Minnewaska. So we'll find out. So, that'll wrap things up here at halftime. Shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories at halftime is coming up on Valentine's Day, guys. You can go into Monica's on Chestnut Street there in Dawson and pick up a gift certificate.
and Monica will Monicanize it for you for Valentine's. I think that's a good idea. Don't you think, Mitch?
I do believe so, absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, the Eagles lead by 2-18 at the start of the second half right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 325-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
We're back here at Lacapaul Valley High School. Paul Ramovich-Silty. We're going to start the second half.
And we're going to start one.
Basketball, huh?
Yep, 2018 Lacapaul Valley. Mineota gets the ball to start the second half.
All right, here we go. The Eagles lead by 2 points, 20-18, and the Vikings turn the ball over. There's Khan again. Wow, what a game she's having.
Khan's doing great defensively and rebounding for Lacapaul Valley here tonight, and that'll send ball back to Lacapaul Valley. Mineota looking like they're coming out in a little bit of a press here.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll press the full second half here, try to create some turnovers for the Eagles. Eagles just can't turn the ball over. Very, very low scoring first half of basketball for both sides, actually. And Mineota almost averages, what, 58 points a game, something like that?
Yep, 57, I think, yep, is what I had them for.
Jalen Lee goes down into Khan. Khan triple team. Pops about the Jalen. Jalen for three. Nothing but net.
Great job by Khan. She got double, maybe even triple teamed when she got it down on the paint, and then she passed it out for Lee, who's.
Here's Mahar to cook it. Got to watch Jalen cook it. She can catch fire anytime. And, Kessler got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's great defense there by Kessler.
The Eagles lead 23-18 as we open up the second half, folks. Lacapaul, in the last 20 years, Lacapaul has only beat Mineota twice. And going, nice layup there by Claire Ross. That's her first basket, and she was fouled as she made the basket.
Foul was on number 4, Jada Kessler for Lacapaul Valley.
23-22, a 3-point lead for the La Caparo Valley Eagles. But Ross is at the free throw line. She missed her free throw. Cook it with the rebound and forces the shot up, and she's fouled, and I think Jalen will go to the free throw line.
That foul was on Callie Kahn for La Caparo Valley. That's only her. Kendall Shelstead, 23, excuse me. It's her second foul.
Once again, your referees tonight, Clint Schiller, Gordy Muller, and Mickey Rademacher, as Jalen Cookett makes her free throw, gives her 5 points. Second free throw coming by the sophomore, nothing but net. You know, you really can kind of tell who practices free throws.
Yeah, you really can.
Just the way they shoot them, huh?
Yeah, the way they make them, just you can tell who really puts in the work. It's nice to see.
Well, the Eagles leading by 1 point, and they have the basketball. They lead 23-22 over the Minneota Vikings.
That was a four-point possession for Minneota last time.
And Kessler goes in, shoots, and is fouled. And Jada, will go to the free throw line. And that foul was on five, Claire Rost. So Kessler at the line, her team leading by one, and they remain leading by one. She missed her free throw.
I think that was the first miss for La Caparo at the free throw line here tonight.
Oh, really? Second free throw. Up and good by Jada. We'll have to tease Jada about that then. Well, she made her second one. Eagles back up by 2 points, folks, 24-22. Here's Greena from the free throw line. Back out, cook it. Top of the key, Jalen to Huzzabuzz. Cross court to Rost. Rost is going to shoot a three. Nobody's guarding her. And she missed it and picked up by Kessler. Here come the Eagles with their two-point lead, 24-22. Kayla Jan dribbling the ball in front of Coach Erickson. Looking for something to pass to. Gets Kessler at the top of the key. Here's Jalen. Jalen goes to the basket, throws it up and over the backboard. That goes out of bounds, and it'll be Minneota basketball.
They just trying to force something to the rim there and just got the ball a little too high off the backboard and went over the back and sent possession back to Minneota.
Here come the Vikings up the floor over midcourt to cook it. La Caparo leading Minneota by 2 points, 24-22. And what happened there?
We've got a blocking foul on Kessler for La Caparo. That'll be her second.
That'll put Sarah Greenis to the free throw line. Greenis has 5 points. That was in the first half. Second free throw's up and good by Sarah. She's a 5'8 junior. Minneota with a 10-4 record. La Caparo Valley with a 4-10 record. Second free throw. Greenis makes both free throws.
Minneota's 10-6 and 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. 24-24. Tied up. Full court press, Mitchell,
yep,
by the Vikings.
Full court press. We've seen La Caparo do really well and then struggle sometimes with the full court press. We'll see how they handle it.
Well, they handled it well there. Sawatsky, they got the ball in, probably the best ball handler in Maya Sawatsky. Here's Shelstead. Eagles set up their offense. Lee, big collision. Shot clock's under 10. Here's Shelstead. Kendall tries baseline and knocked out of her hands by Huzzabuzz, and the Eagles will keep the ball.
Macfarlane will have to be alert here. Only 2 seconds left on the shot clock.
Enough to get the ball off quick. Shelstead gets the ball from referee Clint Schiller. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Kahn. Oh, it's picked off. Stolen by Maher. Eden passes it, and Kahn gets in the way and knocks it out of bounds. Good recovery by Kahn.
That was a great job by Kahn, hustling back and knocking the ball out of bounds to prevent fast break for Minneota.
24-24, folks. We're tied with 15 minutes to play in the ball game. A lot of basketball left. They go into Huzzabuzz, and Lee with the foul, and Jalen's getting foul trouble now. I think that's her third.
Yep, that'll be her third.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
She did a great job, though, in the first half. She picked up two pretty quick and then went the whole rest of the first half without picking up her third foul. So, see if she has to sit down or if she can stay in here.
at the free throw line, Sarah Greenis. She was there before, made all three. She makes that one. She's perfect from the free throw line. Cookett comes out. Susner in.
Free throw is up and good for Greenis, so that'll make it 26-24, Mineota. Full court press again by Mineota off the free throws. Jalen Lee handles it nicely for Lock Powell Valley.
Here's Shelstead in the paint, shot up, and she's fouled, and Kendall will go to the free throw line. She may have got poked in the eye.
Foul was on number four for Mineota, Nevaeh Hennen.
Number 23, Kendall Shelstead, a senior at the line, and the free throw is missed. The Vikings have a two-point lead, 26-24. Kendall Shelstead's second free throw on its way. And good by Shelstead. That's Kendall's first point of the game. 1 point lead for the Mineota Vikings. They have the possession. Here's Nevaeh Hennen being guarded there by Shelstead, or by Doctor. Here's Greenis with the ball, drives in the paint, puts up a shot, makes the shot, and she's fouled.
That might be. Oh, foul is on Maya Sawatsky. It'll be her second foul.
Shelstead comes out, Kayla Jan back in, so. Mineota get going to the free throw line here, especially with Greenis. Free throw's good and no good, and the ball's loose. It's picked up by the Vikings off the missed free throw. And we got a jump ball. Wow.
Possession stays with Mineota.
Kirsten Huzzabuzz will inbound the ball for the Vikings. They lead by three, 28-25. They bounce it underneath to Greenis. She missed the shot. Rebounded by Jalen. Here's Kayla Jan. Jan with the ball across midcourt. 14 minutes to play in the ball game. And here, Huzzabuzz steals the ball from Doctor. Kirsten goes in for an easy layup and scores.
Nice job by Huzzabuzz getting the steal and the breakaway layup for Mineota.
And it's a four-point lead for the Vikings. Swatsky down low to Kahn. Knocked out of bounds by Maher. Just like that, after being tied 24-24, the Vikings go on a bit of a small run here to take a five-point lead, 30-25. Jan, ready, set to inbound it, gets it in to Swatsky on the baseline. Swatsky forces it in, and Kahn fouls number 22, Hadley Krog, and Coach Erickson has seen enough. He's calling a timeout.
Mineota's been... Mineota's outscored Lock Powell Valley 12-5 here to start the second half.
And a timeout on the floor by Coach Erickson. We'll take a commercial break. 30-25 Vikings lead. We'll be back after this.
I'm Callie Kahn with the Lock Powell Valley girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silky back here at Lock Powell Valley. Camden Conference girls matchup between the Mineota Vikings and the Lock Powell Valley Eagles. The Eagles led 20-18 at the half. And Mitchell, what you say there? Vikings have outscored the Eagles here to start the second half.
Mineota's outscored Lock Powell Valley 12-5 here to start the second half, leading to a five-point lead for Mineota, 30-25.
And the timeout's over by Coach Erickson. And the Vikings have the ball. They get it in to Jalen Cookett. Cookett splits the defenders, puts a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Kahn. Boy, she is dominating on the boards tonight, Callie Kahn.
Got her for 11 rebounds so far.
Well, the Eagles need a possession score. They need to score. Down by five. Kayla Jan gets a screen from Kahn. Now throws it in the corner, and we got a whistle, a foul on Lacaparo Valley. What happened there?
I think they might have got Zoe Doctor for an illegal screen.
You got good eyes, Mitchell. It is Zoe Doctor with the foul.
Kendall Shelston will check back in for Zoe Doctor. That already is the seventh foul by Lacaparo Valley here. Oh. So Mignotta will be shooting free throws the rest of the way.
30-25, Vikings lead by five here. We're in the second half. Ball's loose in the floor, and the Vikings save it. Now, Mignotta's going to get the ball. I'm not sure what he called there.
I think Jalen Lee touched the ball when she was out of bounds, so it'll keep possession with Mignotta.
Huzzabuzz will get the basketball underneath Mignotta's basket, leading by five. Gets it in to Krog. Top of the key to Huzzabuzz. Quick pass underneath to Cookett, and an easy basket for Mignotta.
Cookett got good positioning against Callie Kahn there in the paint and led to an easy bucket.
32-25, Mignotta. Eagles have been held scoreless here. Oh, they did get a free throw. Oh, look at an opening for Kendall. She puts the shot up. No good. Kahn with the rebound and a jump ball called. My goodness.
Possession will stay with Lacaparo Valley.
Claire Ross comes in for the Vikings, and the Eagles will inbound the ball. They get the ball from the referee underneath their own basket here. They're down 32-25. There's a lot of time left, 12:35 to play in the basketball game. Jan gets the ball knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Nevaeh Hennon. Hennon's off and running. Pulls it up. It's over to Ross.
Great job by Lacaparo Valley hustling back there. Mignotta had numbers.
Here's a shot put up and good. Just a two-pointer by number 22, Hadley Krog.
Be the largest lead of the night for Mignotta, 34-25, a nine-point lead.
Jalen Lee kicks it in the corner. Here's Shelstead for three. If on the baseline, no good. Rebounded there by Seussner. Vikings up to Cookett. Cookett foul. Shelstead. They make some half-court passes right on the dime, don't they?
Well, that was fouls on Jalen Lee. That'll be her fourth.
Ooh, is that on Jalen?
Yep.
Ooh, I thought it was on Kahn. Free throw by Cookett is good. Jalen at the line, right? Jalen,
yep.
Cookett, yep. Second free throw on its way, and she makes both free throws. That gives her 10 points. Biggest lead of the night now, 11.
Mignotta scored 18 points the entire first half. In the first 6 minutes and change here, they've scored 18 already.
Kahn has an opening, goes to the basket, and Kahn scores again.
That'll put an end to a scoring drought for Lacaparo Valley.
Yes. 36-27. Here's a long three-pointer. Just a two-pointer by Krog. 38-27, Mignotta. And all of a sudden, we've got a flurry of baskets here. Kahn down low, shot up, fouled by Jalen Cookett. Kahn will go to the line.
Nice job by Kahn, being aggressive, getting the foul.
Yeah, the Eagles scored their 25th basket at the 14-20 mark. And then now it's 11-17. And Kahn's free throw is missed. Three new substitutes coming in for Mignotta. Greenis back in, Maher, and Rost in for the Vikings. Kahn, number 22, at the free throw line. She has 7 points in the ball game. And her free throw's on its way, and it's no good. Rebounded there by the Vikings. They lead 38-27. Eagles led by two at the half, 20-18. Greenis goes hard to the basket and lays it up and in. Sarah Greenis with 11 points.
Lacaparo now outscored 22-7 here in the second half.
Oh, what happened there? Was that Kahn?
Lee drove into the paint and drew many other defenders to her and was able to slip the pass to Kahn, who got the easy bucket.
40-29, Mignotta. Vikings having trouble. They can't hang on to it. They turn the ball over.
Jalen Lee to Shelstead, 40-29, 11-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Inside the con, and good defense there by Maher. Got nowhere to go for Khan to go. She dribbles out of it. Now to Jalen in the corner to Jan. 10-14 to go in the ballgame. 40-29 Minnesota. Sawatsky, turnaround shot, missed everything. It was way short. Coach Erickson screaming for a foul. He's not going to get it from the referees. Dylan's not happy. He thought that was a definite foul. They didn't blow the whistle.
One thing, Lock Carl hit, what was it, 4 threes in the first half?
Yep.
Haven't hit a single one in the second half yet.
Nope. Vikings with the possession. They have a 40-29 lead, an 11-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Hannon Krogh goes inside to Maher, kicks it back out to Greenis from the free throw line. Shot good. Sarah Greenis with a basket.
On a good steal by Greenis on the inbounds.
Oh, the Vikings steal the ball. Here's a top of the key three for the Minnesota. No good. And Nevaeh Hennen gets the rebound over to Greenis. Quick pass to Maher underneath. Shot. Khan with a partial block. And Khan saves it from going out of bounds. Here's all the way up to Jan. Kayla shoots and missed it. Khan with the rebound. Turn and shoot. She's fouled. Khan will go to the free throw line.
No, they called a jump ball.
What? Whoa.
Session will go back to Minnesota.
They call that a jump ball?
They did call that a jump ball.
And so the Vikings will get the ball. They lead 42-29. Coach Alan Panka pacing back and forth. So is Coach Erickson. Greenis to Maher. All the way to Nevaeh. Nevaeh for three. That's way short. Goes off the glass. Shelstead picks it up. Here come the Eagles with Swatsky. 42-29, Minnesota. Khan underneath the Eagle basket. Shoots and scores.
A great job by Khan there.
11 points for Khan.
Lead down 11 for Minnesota.
Look at Cookett using her left hand. Goes up, lays it up. No good. Khan with the rebound, and she falls down with Maher.
They called a foul on Minnesota, I think.
It's getting pretty physical out there right now. A lot of the bodies flying all over the place.
Good hustle by both teams. Foul was on Eden Maher of Minnesota. Session will go back to Lock Powell Valley.
Yeah, you're right. The Eagles need to start hitting some three-pointers here in the second half. And Eagles pass it down and knocked out of bounds. Lockerball keeps the ball, however. 8 minutes, 26 seconds to play. 42-31, Minnesota. They've had a good second half. The Eagles have struggled to score here in the second half. Lock Carl played a really good first half of basketball. And defensively, right now they've turned the ball over a couple times here in the second half. Here's Kessler. She throws it up off the backboard. Khan with the rebound. Her shot won't go. And a rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball or a foul.
What do they got here? I think it was a foul. That foul was on Khan, her second. Lock a foul over the limit for fouls, so that'll put Minnesota on the free throw line.
42-31 Vikings, 8:07 on the clock to play in this ball game. It was a very defensive battle in that first half. So low scoring. 20-18 at the half. Eagles led the Vikings. Right now, Minnesota in the second half, the story is they're making their free throws, and the Eagles are turning the ball over. Free throw is good by Hussabuzz. 7 points for Hussabuzz. Second free throw coming for Kearson. Jim gets quiet. Free throw's good.
Minnesota's now scored 26 points here.
in the second half after only scoring 18 in the first.
26-11?
Yep.
Vikings have outscored the Eagles 26-11 so far here in the second half. And the Lockball students getting the chant going. Here we go, Eagles. Here we go. They need some scoring to happen quickly here. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Down 44-31. And they turn the ball. Jalen Cookett. It's 2-on-1. Mineota. Cookett will take it herself and lays it up and in. 12 points for Cookett.
Mineota again coming out on the full court press after a made basket.
46-31 Mineota. Shelstead in the paint. Kicks it out to Jalen. Jalen drives, drops it down low to Khan. She can't handle it. The ball's on the floor with Nevaeh Hennon. And we got a jump ball.
Session will stay with Lacaparo Valley.
What's happening?
Mineota setting up their defense.
Oh, okay. The Eagles will inbound it underneath their basket. They get it in there. They need to score here quickly. Sawatsky puts up a shot from the free throw line. Good. Maya Sawatsky with a basket.
Nice jumper by Maya there to put Lockwell on the board.
Well, they can cut it under 10 here. Look at Nevaeh Hennon go to the basket, and it's blocked out of bounds by Khan. I tell you what, Gally, Khan has been all over the floor tonight.
Possession will stay with Mineota.
Vikings will get the ball underneath their basket. Looking to inbound it. They do. Cookett gets the ball. She drives to the basket. The sophomore forces up a shot, and guess who got the rebound? Khan. Here are the Eagles with the ball. Just about every possession now, they need to score. Jan kicks it out. Here's 3-point shot by Jayla Lee. No good. Follows her missed shot, and then she can't make the layup, and Jalen Cookett's there for the rebound. Well, that's the way you follow your shot, right?
Yes, a great way to follow your shot. And then a foul called on Kendall Shelstead on the other end for Lockwell Valley. That'll be her third.
And that'll put Jalen Cookett to the free throw line. A quick update for you from Dawson in girls basketball. Canby leading Dawson Boyd 61-53 with about a minute left in that game.
The 10th team foul on Lockwell Valley. So Mineota will be shooting two every foul now for the rest of the game.
Second free throw is good by Cookett. And that gives her 15? 14. 14 points for Jalen Cookett. 48-33. Here's Shelstead for three. Can she make it? No, she can't. Claire Ross with the rebound. 6:15 to play. 48-33. Vikings starting to pull away here.
Foul, I believe, was on Kayla Jan.
Here's a final in girls basketball. The undefeated KMS Fighting Saints now 17-0. Defeat Yellow Medicine East 79-38.
KMS staying undefeated.
Yeah. Unreal. But I think they're 17-0 now. I think they come here to Lockport Valley end of the week, maybe. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Lee. Eagles have their work cut out for them now. Down 49-33. Jalen, cross court. To Shelstead, Kendall, to Kayla Jan. Jan goes to the basket, throws it up, no good, and Kayla's going to the free throw line. That's almost what you need to do, don't you think, Mitchell?
Yeah,
we've got
to draw fouls and get to the free throw line, put points on the board with no time coming off.
Yep, and stop the clock.
Lockerfile's been a little shaky on their free throws, though, here in the second half.
And Kayla makes that one. 9 points for Jan. She's had a nice game. 49-34. Second free throw by Kayla Jan is also good. 10 points for Jan.
Lockerpile now out in a little bit of a press.
Here's Mahar Eden at the free throw line to Huzzabuzz. 49-35. Mineota Shot put up by Krogh. No good. Rebound by Sawatsky. Here comes the eighth grader across midcourt for La Caprava. Oh, Jalen traveled. Turnover there by the Eagles. A little different half here in for La Caprava Valley, isn't it?
Yeah, a little lot tougher on just turning the ball over a lot for La Caprava Valley, and many haven't been as tough on defense.
Huzzabuzz with a shot in the paint, blocked by Kahn, and then Kahn ties it up.
The possession will stay with Mineota. We've seen Kahn tie up quite a few balls here tonight.
How many rebounds does Callie have? A lot.
I got her for 17 right now.
17 rebounds for Kahn. Oh, wide open on the inbound pass, and scoring is Maher, and an easy basket there.
And La Caprava Valley just lost Maher off the inbounds play.
Wide open. Here's Kayla. She's got an opening. Goes to the basket. No good. Kahn with the rebound. And put back, and it's good. And Kahn will go to the free throw line.
See if that will get La Caprava Valley a little bit of a boost here.
Give him a little spark. 51-37. And the clock has stopped, and Kahn will shoot a free throw to try to make it a three-point play. She's got 13 points in the ball game and 17 rebounds. And her free throw's missed, and there's Jalen Lee with the rebound and put back.
Not far out in the press now. Lead cut to 12, well, 51-39.
Yeah, get it under 10. You never know.
We haven't seen La Caprava shoot very many three balls here in the second half. They made four of them in the first half.
Oh, a reach-in foul by Shelstead probably on Rock.
I think so, and that'll be number four on Shelstead.
Yeah, if the Eagles can come down and hit a couple threes here, get it to seven or so. Right now it's, 12-point lead?
Yep.
And Rost is at the free throw line for Mineota. Free throws missed. D squad tonight. Mineota beat La Caprava Valley 40-13. JV, Mineota defeated La Caprava Valley 53-15. Rost at the line. Up and rattles in and out, no good. And there's the 18th rebound for Callie Kahn. Here's Shelstead with the ball. Eagles going to have to put the shots up quickly. Inside the con. Back out. Number 10 in there, Leah Cookett. Her first action tonight for Mineota. Here's Sawatsky for three. If this goes, no, it won't. And it's knocked out of bounds by Greenis. Oh, no.
No, they ruled that off Lee.
Oh, my goodness. Must have bad eyesight tonight.
I thought it was off Mineota, too, so I don't know, but
51-39 Vikings. What a second half for Mineota. They've done about everything right. Being patient with their shots. Here's Nevaeh Hannon at the top of the key. Right wing to number one. Sarah Greenis. Greenis goes in the paint, stumbles, falls down, but the ref will call a foul on the Eagles.
That's on Chelsea that she'll be... Oh. Nope, it was on Maya Sawatsky. That'll be her third.
So at the free throw line, we've got Sarah Greenis, who has 13 points in the game. Free throw's good by Sarah. Gives her 14. Second free throw to make her the leading scorer, and she did it. Greenis. 53-39. Greenis only had 5 points in the first half. Here's Jan Sawatsky. Back. Sawatsky will dribble out of there, being guarded tightly by Nevaeh Hannon. 3:50 to play. Jan, ooh, a lead. Jan gets the loose ball, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Kayla Jan.
Nice job by Kayla Jan there, getting to the paint for an easy bucket for La Caprava Valley. Cuts it back to 12.
Here's Huzzabuzz, started by Leah Cookett. That won't go, and they're fighting for the rebound. Kahn is tied up. Well, Team United just won their match over Minnewaska, 41-27. 41-27. So Minnewaska beat West Central area tonight in Montevideo, 36-29, and they just defeated Minnewaska, 41-27.
That tie-up sent the ball back to Lock Powell Valley. Ball was poked out of bounds as Lock Powell was moving across half court by Mineota, so it'll stay with Lock Powell Valley.
We'll have Team United Wrestling for you, I believe, on Tuesday as they travel to Mineota. And a triangular with Camby, Mineota, and Team United, that will be something. Some wrestling dual triangular there. 53-41, time's running out on Lacaparo Valley. They led by two at half. Here's Sawatsky for a long three-pointer. No good. Good box out there by the sophomore, Leah Cookett. And now she's tied up. A jump ball. Oh, and they're going to give a timeout to Coach Panka.
No. Oh. I think they're going to say they called
Referees are talking with each other here. Mickey Rademacher and Gordy Muller.
Trying to determine if the jump ball came before the timeout or if it... Are they getting together?
Are they going to give a timeout? They are going to give a timeout. So with the timeout, with 2:57 to play, Mineota leading Lacaparra Valley, 53-41. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Camby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silt here at Lacaparra Valley tonight. The Eagles led by two at the half, 20-18. And with 2:23 to play in the ball game here, Mineota has a 55-41 lead on the Eagles. And now we got a timeout here.
Foul was on Mineota's, and that'll be their seventh. So Lacaparra is in the bonus. Leave us in Kendall Shelstead to the line for a 1-1.
So here's Kendall Shelstead at the free throw line. And her free throw is missed. No good. Rebound by Leah Cookett. Nice rebound there. Here's a shot put up by Jalen Cookett. No good. Rebounded by Swat. And 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes. Right now. In the Vikings lead, 55-41. Swatsky goes to the basket. Throws it up hard off the glass. No good. Leah Cookett with the rebound. Here's Huzzabuzz, Kearson. Good ball handler there over to Nevaeh Hennon. Montevideo boys won tonight, 52-40 over Melrose. And Jalen goes to the basket, and she's fouled.
I believe she's fouled by Callie Kahn of Lacaparra Valley.
Well, the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and an Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. Jalen's free throw is good. That gives her 15. 15 points for Jalen and 15 points for Sarah Greenis. Second free throw coming by Jalen Cookett. And that's also good.
31 combined points for Sarah Greenis and Jalen Cookett tonight for Mineota.
And Jalen only had 4 points in the first half, and Sarah had 5 points in the first half. So they really came to play here in the second half. I thought the Eagles had him on the ropes there at halftime. Here's Kendall Shelstead for a long three-pointer. Glances off the rim. No good. And Rost and Jalen Lee fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain with an Eagle basketball with a minute 25 to play. Kayla Jan will get the inbound pass to Sawatsky. And Sawatsky loses the ball. Good defense there. I think it was Huzzabuzz. Now over to Rost. Vikings will pick up a win here tonight over La Caparo Valley. Section game. And a tip there by Shelstead. One minute left in the ball game.
16-point lead for Mineota, 57-41.
And Nevaeh Hennon was dribbling the ball. There was nobody around her, really, was there?
That's foul on Kendall Shelstead. Black Paw Valley, that'll be her fifth, so she's fouled out of the game today.
So at the line for Mineota, Sarah Greenis. With this free throw, she can tie her teammate, Jalen Cookett, with the score. She does. 16. Now she can take the lead from her teammate, Jalen Cookett. With her 17th point, as she makes this free throw, and she does. 59-41. Mineota leading La Caparo Valley. I don't know what Coach Alan Pankas said at halftime, but Vikings turned it up a notch. Here's Jalen Lee for three. Good. I think that's that first three-pointer, isn't it?
Yeah, that's first three-point make for...
In the second half,
Black
anyway.
Paro. I don't think they've taken that many of the second half, to be honest.
No, they haven't, I don't think. 25 seconds to go. Vikings with the ball. Greenis outside the three-point arc. 15 seconds left in this ball game tonight here at La Caparo Valley on a cold night. And the Vikings will win this one as they throw it out of bounds. 59-44, the Eagles have the ball with 6 seconds to go. Nia Needles show coming up here. In a couple of minutes. Vikings inbound to Sawatsky. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Sawatsky is going to stay in the paint and throw the ball away, and that's your final score, 59-44. And both teams start to shake hands at midcourt, and the Vikings pick up a win in the Camden Conference here tonight. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Zoe Doctor with the LQPV Girls Basketball Team.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet,
located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports along with Mitch Silty. And Mitch, I'm going to let you interview Coach Panka here for a minute as I take a picture with Sarah Greenis.
Well, Coach, you were down by two in the first half, and then you came out and outscored Lackawanna Valley 41-24 in the second half. What changes did you make to be able to score offensively and put this game away?
There was a couple different things. Halftime, we talked about how they were doing a really good job of help defense, and we were trying to go in the lane and spin and make like three different moves. It's like, no, you can't. That's not going to work. When you get in there, you got to attack. You just go to the rim. And then we started drawing some fouls out of that. Obviously, we shot a bunch of free throws the second half. That made a big difference. And the other piece, it just looked like they were getting a little tired towards the end of the first half. So we said, all right, we're going to press. We're not going to be an aggressive press or anything, work to bring the ball up every time. They like to run offense for 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds before they even look at a shot. So let's make them use 7 seconds to get the ball across half court. That's going to limit how much time we got to play half court defense. So a couple of those things, yeah.
Well, I said a couple times that in the second half. I wonder what Coach Panka said at halftime. You're down by two. Can you share with us?
It wasn't anything crazy. It was like, okay, we just got to fix those couple little things. One was, like I said, we had to quit spinning in the lane and trying to make two or three moves. They were coming, collapsing. If you got it in there, go up strong. Just go up strong and try to draw fouls if we can, or look to kick it out to your teammates on the outside. And we did a lot better job of our spacing, and then when we did get the ball in there, we went to the rim hard. So that was the, not really an adjustment on my part, but just telling them what they needed to do a little bit differently. And then, like I said, they looked a little tired, so we tried to wear them down a little bit more by rotating bodies a little bit quicker in the second half and full court press.
Coach, I got you for 26 points in the paint for the game and then holding Lackawanna Valley to 16. And then I got everyone that you put on the floor tonight got at least 2-3 rebounds. How pleased are you with your team's performance in those areas?
Yeah, we typically rebound pretty well, even though we're usually outsized. We're having a heck of a time with the con girl inside for a while there, and I'm like,
oh,
you know what?
She had 17 rebounds.
Yeah, right. So it was like I put my sophomore backup post player in the last 5-6 minutes, whatever it was. I'm like,
is that Leah?
Yeah, Leah.
No.
And I said, you got one job. I go, stay in front of her, make her go to her left as much as possible, and if a shot goes up, she doesn't touch the rebound. And I don't know if she got an offensive rebound after Leah went in, so
Good job. She did
a great job doing what she needed to do at the end of that game.
Yeah, Leah did a great job. I got her for 6 rebounds coming in off the bench there.
For in like 5 minutes or whatever it was. So, yeah.
Well, Greenis and Cook had got more than half your points. Sarah scored 17. I got Jalen for 16.
Yep.
They did, especially in the second half. Jalen only had 4 points in the first half, and Sarah had 5 points, so they had a tremendous second half.
They did a lot better job of just being confident when they got the ball in places that they could score. And they weren't timid on firing the ball. The other thing I told them at halftime, too, is you guys keep coming off all these ball screen or ball handoffs and coming off your curl cuts, and what do? You literally go right into – we just drove to the middle of the lane to get you the ball, and you turn and you go right back where all the defense is standing there. I go, you got to go back the other direction because there's no defense out there. They're already standing in the lane. You can't keep going back to the same spot where all the help is. It's like, can't do that. second half, we cleaned that up pretty good and didn't do that as much.
All right, a 59-44 win for you over Lac Qui Valley. What do you got coming up next, Alan?
We got McCrae Friday night at home. That'll be a battle. They're a very good team.
Oh, we saw them last night, didn't we?
Yep, we saw them versus Dawson.
Yeah, Sean does a great job with them up there, and Jansen and Tyne are phenomenal players.
They are.
And then we go down to Elkton on Saturday night to play they have a conference classic along the border.
Okay.
A lot of Minnesota schools invited to play the conference right across the border, and we get Arlington, South Dakota. So I think they're like 9-4 or something like that. So okay. Solid team, and somebody we don't know, somebody we don't see and won't see again probably, but, you know, unless we happen to be there again next year with them. But, no, good.
All right.
Good to see somebody different.
All right. Alan, thanks for joining us on the post-game show, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll see you down the line here.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Alan Panka, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And let's go through some of the scoring here. First for the Vikings, Sarah Green, as I mentioned, led the Vikings in scoring with 17 points. She was our Neonito Subway Player of the Game. Jalen Cookett with 16 points. Claire Ross with 3. Leah Cookett off the bench with 2 points and how many rebounds?
Leah with 6 rebounds.
A couple minutes of play time there. Eden Maher with 5 points. Kirsten Huzzabuzz with 8 points. And Hadley Krog with 6 points. For Lac Qui Parle Valley tonight, Jada Kessler with a point. Maya Sawatsky with 3. Jalen Lee with 11, I think. 11, yep. Callie Kahn, what a tremendous game for Callie Mitchell. 13 points. How many rebounds did you say?
I got Callie for 19 rebounds.
19 rebounds for Kahn. That's amazing. Shelston with a free throw, and Kayla Jan had a nice game for Locker. Ended up with 15. The Eagles could use a little more three-pointers there in the second half. Huh?
Yeah, we saw them make 4 three-pointers in the first half, and then I don't even know if they shot three-pointers in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Only it made one in the second half. One was late when the game was out of reach. But, yeah, just weren't as aggressive from the three-point line in the second half.
All right. Other scores around the cabin. Or you want to go through your rebounds first or your stats?
I can real quick. For points in the paint, they got Minnesota outscoring Lac Qui Parle Valley by a total of 26-16. For reboundings, they got Minnesota with a slight edge in the rebounding department by out-rebounding Lac Qui Parle Valley 39-35. Leading rebounder for Minnesota were 2 tied at 6, Eden Maher and Leah Cookett, each with 6 rebounds. And then the leading rebounder for Lac Qui Parle Valley, Callie Kahn, with 19 for the game.
Okay.
And then scores around the conference. Central Minnesota Christian defeated Lakeview by a score of 66-31. Canby, last update for that game between Canby and Dawson Boyd. Canby leads 61-53 with under a minute left in the second half. KMS defeated YME by a final score of 79-38. Our final tonight, Minnesota defeated Lac Qui Parle Valley 59-44. And then McCrae is leading RCW 59-33 with 6 minutes left in the second half is the last update there. We do not have a score update for the Ortonville TMB game. And then for the one game in boys basketball, the latest update I have between RTR and TMB. RTR is leading TMB 60-58 with under a minute left in the second half.
All right. All right, that'll wrap things up here. Oh, we've got to do an Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. An Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Let's go with, what can we choose here?
I'll just go with the...
Callie Kahn. We've got to get her involved there. She had a tremendous game.
Yeah, Callie Kahn, we'll just go with her rebounding for
yep.
the game. She's attacking the glass. Led both teams in rebounding, and it wasn't even close for anyone that was close to her. She had 19 rebounds, and I got the next closest person to her, Jalen Lee, with only 7. So just Callie Kahn and her aggressiveness rebounding. She caused a lot of jump balls. She was great on the defensive side. I think she scored, you said 13?
13, yeah.
She had a double-double, so just to play of the game, we'll just give it to Callie Kahn for her defensive play.
Good, great effort there by Kahn tonight. All right, our next broadcast will come next Monday. Lac Qui Parle Valley boys, they will be at Minnesota. It's Minnesota week next week because we'll be at Minnesota on Monday night. And then Dick Newman, Dan, and Lee will have a try with Team United, Minnesota, and Canby on Tuesday. And then Friday, we go back to Mineota with Dawson Boyd in at Mineota. So we'll be in Mineota three times next week.
That'll be an exciting week next week.
That's right. All right, Mitchell, anything else?
Nope, I think that'll do it for me, Paul.
All right, and that'll wrap things up here. Coach Dylan Erickson tied up here, so we'll talk with Dylan on the coach's show. Should mention, Team United Wrestling won both their matches tonight, and congratulations to Team United's Cam Sapper for picking up his 150th career win tonight for Team United in Montevideo. And that wraps things up here tonight. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Once again, your final score out here at Lacapaw Valley, the Mineota Vikings 59, Lacapaw Valley 44. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers